A woman who helped change the way we look at movies has died. Dee Dee Allen was the editor on dozens of movies, from Bonnie and Clyde to The Hustler.
Shoot pool fast, Eddie. I'm shooting pool fast. When I miss, you can shoot. Five ball.
And many, many more. Among them, Little Big Man, Dog Day Afternoon, Slapshot, The Breakfast Club, Wonder Boys. Dee Dee Allen died on Saturday after a stroke. She was 86. She was a mentor to film editor Craig McKay, who worked with Dee Dee Allen on Slaughterhouse-Five, Night Moves, and Reds. And Craig McKay joins us to talk about her legacy. Thanks so much for being with us.
You're welcome.
Why was Dee Dee Allen so influential? What did she do?
You know, stylistically, the way films were edited were sort of very straightforward. Dee Dee actually broke that paradigm. She believed in two things very strongly, at least she would drill it into everyone's head who worked for her, that story and performance are the most important thing, and that moving the narrative forward was really a big part of the editor's job. And so she would do things boldly. She would jump in the middle of scenes. She would make cuts that didn't match action. She had something called right time, right place editing, and because it was emotionally correct, she would make the edit. Those are things that all broke traditional editing form.
One thing I've read is that she would be one of the first to introduce sound from the next scene while the visuals of the previous scene are still playing, to sort of stitch it together and advance it in that way.
Some of that had been done, but the way she did it, traditionally it's a word or two, you know. Dee Dee was not afraid to do a sentence. And not only just dialogue, but other sounds. Anything to keep moving the narrative forward.
Was that the impact, do you think, I mean, of that and what you mentioned earlier, which was making a cut while the action is still underway? Is it to accelerate the pace?
One of the things Dee Dee always said to me was, never let the audience get ahead of the story. That was a staunch belief of hers. And she would do things like, never use a useless shot. Every shot gave you new information. And very often she cut with a staccato rhythm to move things along. Those kind of elements, which weren't really followed traditionally, were what she brought to the art.
I've seen this scene singled out as being especially distinctive of Dee Dee Allen's style. This is the ambush scene in Bonnie and Clyde when they meet there. And let's take a listen. And, of course, what we're not seeing there is a frenzy of quick cuts. What do you see when you watch this scene from Bonnie and Clyde?
I see some bold cutting for the impact. Today, there are a lot of scenes that are jump cut together, but each one of these shots moves the story forward. Some of it's in slow motion, some of it's normal. Dee Dee worked in conjunction with her assistant, Jerry Greenberg, on that scene, and which is something she was always willing to do. She's responsible for a number of careers in the film business. And the way this scene is put together with her ideas and letting Jerry get involved with it is quite extraordinary.
Dee Dee Allen became, on that movie, on Bonnie and Clyde in 1967, she became the first film editor to get sole credit on a movie, whether male or female, which is interesting to me. Why would that have been the first time?
What happened in the 50s and into the 60s was that the recognition that the editor's contribution was significant, and that this contribution, once TV came in and the studios started to fall away, individuals were then cutting films. So that the times had changed, and individuals were now carrying the responsibility that studios once carried, and she had demonstrated the gift she had of building performance and being clear with story and moving action of the story forward. That's probably why the single credit happened, and we all thank her because we're all getting single credits these days, and our contribution for what we consider the invisible art is now being recognized.
I'm curious, when you're sitting in the editing room now, working on a movie as you are there lessons from Dee Dee Allen, things she would have told you that are still in the front of your mind as you're making
well,
the choices?
Well, I can remember one of the first things she ever said to me. She says, you have to cut with your gut. And what that meant, I came to discover over the years, was that this process is not really so much a thinking process as it is an intuitive process. She was an intuitive editor, and I think she passed that along to me, along with some of the other great editors that she's single-handedly responsible for creating.
Well, Craig McKay, thanks very much for talking to us.
You're more than welcome.
That's Craig McKay remembering film editor Dee Dee Allen, who died on Saturday. She was 86.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.